Welcome to the Let's Get Dangerous podcast. This is your host, Yuri.
It's Halloween.
Is that what you got the vibe from when, like, with my voice? I was trying to do, like, the old rich lady that smokes. Right. Like there's this bar called the Polo Lounge that I used to go to, and that's where, like, a lot of, like, the older women who are looking for that young dong go to, you know what I mean? So, like, I'd always hear them, like, try to pick up younger dudes and be like, "Hello, Michael. Long time no see."
It is a little, but it also, the raspiness of it, because you don't have a naturally smoker voice, so yeah. It did sound a little Halloween-y. Like, I could hear a theremin in the
God
background.
God damn it. I gotta work on my voices. It was a cold, dark night. My dong was out.
Perfect. So, before we get started, sorry, last night, if you saw our Instagram or Snapchats or anything we do, we had some technical difficulties, so we just threw that episode out the window.
Yeah, it really sucks. It was really good.
It was probably our best one ever.
I don't know about best one ever, but it was good. There was a lot of good content on there, and I was very disappointed that we had to scrap it.
We're gonna try again some of, like, our new segment, and we're gonna do a couple of our debate questions. And yeah, we're just a Q&A, because some of our debate topics were just questions.
They're questions, and yeah. Which I like. That's great. I think that fits well. You know, whatever. We'll take what we can get.
Yeah.
We really appreciate, you know, all the questions that you guys have sent in and stuff like that. So that's cool. Well,
anything. You got anything coming up?
With what, like, life?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, next Thursday, the
17th. I feel like you wanted me to set you up so you could just plug your.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I just want to. Anybody that wants to, it's on a Thursday, so if you're busy, it's cool. I'm gonna probably do it more than once there because they seem very welcoming and friendly. All the comedians are cool. I love them.
Mike's doing a show on the 17th. He's doing the opening spot for. Have you fucking figured out who you're opening for yet?
No, I haven't.
God damn it! If I was a comedian, up. I would not put
I
you up.
Meet the locals.
That's true. But yeah, go check out Mike. He'll be at the Pioneer Underground on the 17th of this month. Excuse me.
Yeah, come witness.
Come a chameleon.
That's our soundtrack.
That's how we soundcheck. We just go come salad. Come.
Come, Grandpa, come. Yeah, and there was some. Oh, tomorrow we're gonna do another episode. So we're gonna do one tonight, and then one tomorrow. Maybe we'll put this one out. It doesn't matter. Recording won't make any difference.
Yeah, we're going to have Luke Westberg on the show, on the podcast. He's a Jew, comic.
First of our hopefully many local comedians to come and get on and get dangerous with us.
Yeah. He's going to come get dangerous with us.
Yeah.
Not in a sexual way.
It could get so. Well, let's not.
I mean, I'm just going to play it by ear. Yeah, really. I mean,
let's not deny ourselves some sex.
If there is sexual tension in the air, then.
Let it happen.
I'm definitely gonna have a drink.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have a morning drink.
Yeah, because we're recording early.
I'm not gonna get too wild, but I am gonna drink.
It's Saturday.
I wanna draw a fruity drink.
Oh my god.
A vodka cran. Just kidding. I don't like vodka cran.
And I'll have a vermouth.
I think vermouth is a mixer.
It is.
I actually have vermouth. I got a little mini bar, you know, just in case anyone wants to come over. And
I'm over.
I got the Bill Cosbys, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm over.
I'm here
right
to party.
Now.
I'm just kidding. I'm not roofing anybody.
You can roofie me if you want. Don't deny my advances here. You're spurning my advances. You're hurting me.
Not on the podcast. You got to keep it professional.
Yeah. Fine.
But how's your day at work today?
Shit blends together. Work is my job is it's boring. It's boring. I pull off to the side. I'm a driver. I pull off to the side of the road safely. Yeah. And I write my jokes.
You have a lot of time to write your jokes. I don't have that kind of time.
Only on the longer routes. If I'm delivering, like, downtown and stuff, then you really don't have as much room to, like, just stop. And
I had a good one today. I was like, because you have your opportunities to write a joke, right? And so my buddy at work asked me, my buddy Cade, he asked me.
Shout out to Cade.
Shout out to Cade. He asked me, he's like, hey, we were talking about the adult entertainment actress Megan Rain.
Shout out to Megan Rain.
She's
Tagger now.
Tagger. Well, I'm gonna tag her.
And bag her.
Whoa, bro. What are you trying to
murder?
You trying to Bill Cosby her, dude? I was just trying to
more like Ted Bundy.
Oh my god. Like fucking
lock up everyone you know. I'm indiscriminate.
What's that one murderous fucking horny as the what's that fucking Jeffrey Dahmer her?
Ooh. Yes, yes, yes.
Dude, Jeffrey Dahmer. What's shout out to Jeffrey Dahmer. No, I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Yeah. What is this freaking
Megan Rain. I guess she's like Megan sucks a decent Rain. Dong. Actually, I heard she sucks a good dong. I mean, just from what I've seen in her work.
What's the difference between a good dong and a bad dong? The foreskin.
Whoa! Excuse me?
I'll defend it till the day I die. This is... look, my parents were looking out for me. They're like, oh, we don't want to have one of those mutant armadillo dicks.
Whoa, bro!
He's going to have that sleek... The convertible, the top that is down.
That pop top?
You're going to feel the wind in your hair with me.
See, dude, you know what? This was a question that was brought up by our buddy Ryan Silverthorne. He sent us a little bit of a question of why don't Mexicans circumcise their kids, I believe is what it was.
We're going straight into the Q&As here.
No, well, because you brought it up.
Yeah, you're right. It happened naturally. Let's do it.
It was organic.
Yeah.
But I will say that I think now everybody's, you know, cutting that sleeve off, you know.
At least half of it.
Half? That's actually a condition when, like, the doctor only cuts, like, fucks up and cuts... Like half the foreskin and shit.
Not just the foreskin; he cuts shaft. Like
no,
I'm just kidding,
dude. But I think now I don't think you'll see that as often. Mm. I think like Mexicans have gotten progressive and started cutting that wizard sleeve at the end. You know what I mean?
Look, I've seen some uncircumcised dicks, and they've been nightmarish.
Whoa, motherfucker! Listen here.
Not all of them.
I've got one.
Some of them look like they've got like
I've got
burnt
one.
Shit hanging off the
listen,
end.
Listen, bro. That's just because, you know.
Crusties.
They're like dirty.
Yeah.
They're disgusting. I've never had complaints, dude. I am an uncut Mexican.
Let's see it. You're right. It's lovely.
I've been, not that I'm bragging or anything, but I've been with quite a bit of women here. Never had a problem. Never had anything. They've all stuck it in their mouth.
What have the men said?
The men?
Yeah.
The men are pickier.
They are.
Like, what's all this about?
Like,
what's,
that doesn't look like
what's this
mine.
Extra stuff?
That doesn't get it away from me.
He's like, ah, put that away.
That's the dick of a peasant.
And I just get really self-conscious. I'm like, excuse me? How dare you?
Do you want to go to a day spa with me?
I've been to a day spa.
Full nude?
No, there was females there. I don't want to get arrested.
Well, we can go to like a Korean spa. We'll be in the men's only section. We could just gallivant.
If you want to see my dick, I'll show you. You don't have to fucking take me to a day spa.
Well, I mean, I don't. If we just are looking, it's not. This isn't a date.
it sounds like a date. God, our fucking viewers are gonna think that we're totally in love with each other.
Well, I love you.
But... I mean, I love you too, but I'm not gonna suck your dick.
Well,
you know.
I mean. If I return the favor, you might.
But anyways, I think like back in the day, it was more common for Mexican parents to just leave it alone. But I like it, dude. Like I'm pretty sure sex feels much better for me though, because I got that cloak. I got that Harry Potter cloak that covers my
yeah that cloak of invisibility.
Invisibility,
that's
dude.
The beauty of a human penis.
Yeah,
my dick is beautiful.
Dude, my sensitivity is 50 times more powerful than yours. Look, Google it. It's factual.
Wait, wouldn't that make it come faster?
Yeah, but it feels better. The explosion of pleasure, dude, that just explodes out of the tip of my pee pee. I'm like, and I'm just like, oh. Google it.
I actually am going to Google it.
Uncut dongers, sex feels better.
feels better.
God, that would be so fucked if Google, like, just totally just cock blocks me.
Circumcised.
You type like a child. You know that?
Penis. I type like a child?
Yeah.
I was looking. I had to. Yeah. I don't know the keyboard of my phone. All right.
What does it say?
All right. Well, this is a Cosmopolitan article. God damn. Four guys get real about being uncircumcised. I've always wondered why porn penises look different. That's a quote.
I've always wondered why porn penises look different than mine.
Hmm. Okay.
What are you finding? What are the results?
They're asking this. Start nothing.
Well, first off, motherfucker, like you're on Cosmo.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, this guy's 31 from the Midwest. It's like, who cares? What is it? Tell me the science.
Tell me the science. Where are the dude? Because the that extra padding, it protects the nerve endings on my helmet, dude. That's science. You're just exposed to the elements, dude. It gets calloused. Okay? That's what the girls are getting. Girls are getting calloused dicks, bro. That's what you're getting.
Hey, if you want some of this calloused dick.
Yeah, that's CD.
But if you want some of that soft baby skin dick.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I might come faster, but fuck them. Like, I'm trying to get mine. This is a race. And I'm going to win every time.
Okay, this author of this other article is saying that it does, but he is biased because he's also uncircumcised and he's writing about himself. So I think he's, like, lying to make himself sound cool in his article. You know what I mean? I'm having trouble with, like, unbiased answers here.
Hold on. Let me fucking Google here.
And this says that circumcisions are declining for many years.
You know what? Because, yeah, I read that a lot. Like, you read that, like... That people, that, like, babies should have the right to choose. Like, I was, like, reading some of this shit. I was like, fuck you, bitch. Like this dude was pissed off that his parents got him, like, got him cut. He's like, how dare my parents have him cut a piece of my body off? I was like, bitch, are you kidding me right now? Like, fuck you. Shut the fuck up. You're taking this too far. Like, grow a fucking pair of nuts. Be a man. Own it. You get what you get.
I like the scar. It gives my dick character. It makes it look tough.
Okay, let's see. See, I don't know what the fuck you Googled, but I'm on a website called Healthline. That seems very fucking credible. Yeah,
mine were not good.
Yeah, medically reviewed by Karen Gill, MD.
That she seems unbiased. She's a woman. She doesn't even have a dick.
Okay, let's see.
I'm assuming her gender is sorry. It's,
I think...
Not sorry.
So basically what I'm reading here, there's like
100 dicks.
One is, does it affect penis size? And it says the uncircumcised one makes your penis look bulkier when it's flaccid.
Who wants to see an unhard dick though?
Listen, I think that's in general. Nobody wants to see a flaccid dick.
Yeah. Okay. So,
but then it says if you're cut, your penis size is basically just based on your genes. Yeah.
Well, I've got, you know, the dick of a turtle, so.
I've never had a problem, and I've heard that some people with circumcised dongs have come up with is like the whole hygiene thing, which I've never had a problem.
Like, you could probably wash your dick.
I think everyone should wash their dick regardless.
Yeah, I'm circumcised and I still wash my dick, but some people are dirty. Have you seen people with dirty fingernails and like.
It's just, listen here. I'm a mechanic. I'm covered in fucking dirt.
Hands.
Well, no, I have rough hands, but like sometimes I can't help but the dirt under my nails.
You have the hands of a jump roping troop leader.
Shut the fuck up. I have man hands, bro.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, holding the hands of men, maybe, but look, I'm just saying. Those things are beautiful. You should put them in a display case because they look so delicate.
Let's see. This didn't help either. Whatever. I don't know. I've never had a problem. Look, my dick works.
Maybe it's just...
I think people just like have a problem with like... They get dirty dick. But I think you get that with any dick.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know maybe it's just a personal preference.
It's a personal preference. I mean, I didn't have a choice.
Right.
I mean, would I have liked a circumcised dong? Maybe. I don't know. I'm happy with what I got. I've never had a problem. So when I see like the negative views on uncircumcised dongs, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I've slept with all these women and I've never had them say anything.
You know, hey, I'm sorry about my circ privilege. I'm sorry. I was.
This is getting into that. Yeah.
I'm woke now. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just learned you, bro. So bottom line, listen, if you're uncut, dude,
you're beautiful.
Flaunt it. You're a beautiful penis.
And if you are cut too, don't be a jerk about it.
Don't be a dick.
Yours is beautiful too.
You know?
It's personal preference.
Dicks for life. Now let's kiss.
let's move on to another one.
Let's move on to another one. Brian Kenner's question, yeah, your boy. I feel like we shouldn't have said his name because I think we skipped it last time, but you know.
We did skip it last time.
But fuck him.
You know, you shouldn't have asked it.
Yeah.
And also, this is not called, hey, protect my identity podcast. This is called Let's Get Dangerous.
We're going to fucking call you out and make it dangerous for your life.
And full a disclaimer here, he was just being sarcastic with this. He actually is not anti-Semitic, but he was like, was the Holocaust really that bad? And I think we talked about
it. I think we did. And the fact that you have to say, was it that bad, it means that it was that bad.
Yeah.
I say that with anything, though. Like, if you have to say, do you think it was that bad, though? Like, if you have to try to justify it somehow, like have someone else justify it for you, it means it was that bad.
And I think, you know, 6 million conservatively.
Conservatively, like give or take, you know. Like
that's a lot of dead people.
That's a lot of dead Jews.
Yeah.
And listen here. If there's a race that I love, it's the Jews.
Well, it's a religion. It's not really a race.
Whatever.
All right.
Tomato, tomato. Potato, potato.
Clam chowder. Yeah. So, yeah, the Holocaust was that bad.
So you're a piece of shit for asking that.
Yeah, get it. How dare you? Get it out of here.
I'm just kidding. I don't know this guy. I'm sure he's a wonderful man.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy, actually.
Oh. Yeah. So, go Jews.
Go Jews.
So
do we have another question?
We do. We have one. It's this is from our buddy Roy.
Rogelio.
His question was, is Smash Brothers a fighting game? And we discussed this yesterday and we decided That it was, right?
Yeah, that it started out like more of a party game back on the N64. And as time went on, they really made it, they cut out their own niche. And now it really is considered, you know.
I appreciate that you said niche.
Thank you.
Because it pisses me off when I hear people say niche. That's not it.
Those people are niche. So.
Yeah, they don't know grammar.
Yeah, get them up out of the face.
But we also discussed like, what is your go-to character?
Used to be Yoshi back in the day, and now that there's like 80 characters or whatever.
Is there? I remember when there was only like 15 or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Now it's Richter Belmont from Simon from Castlevania.
Simon's See, I don't brother. Know. I'm not a gamer. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Mm. Pick who is your? Because
we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, we got real with it.
I think I got confused and I'd said Jigglypuff or Jigglypuff or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. But I think it was Kirby because he sucks everything.
Vacuum.
Yeah.
But then we started talking about how both of them would feel like a memory foam mattress if you press if your I dick in their side. If I press
my wiener on them.
Yeah, they don't have to have a hole.
Yeah, and then Kirby, like, just... you see that suction game?
Kirby would take your whole... And then when
he
press
would
down,
suck the soul out of me and my guts.
And he takes the powers of other out of my characters, so when he eats your cum, like, he
would transform into me?
Yeah, he'd be to him, but with a Uriel beard.
Oh, he'd be sexy.
Yeah. And if it was me, he'd just get like an 8-pack.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say here?
I have great abs.
Me too.
But, you know.
You got me. You got me.
You have that one.
I got the one.
You got it is beautiful.
Thank you.
Gosh. Oh my god, my phone is going nuts.
With what? Nudes?
Text message. Yeah, they're nudes.
From Jaqueline?
They're not nudes, but yeah. Yeah. Let me see.
What'd she
say? Look, it's not important what she... Oh my. Oh my god.
Let me see. What is it, a labia majora? Just kidding. Don't show me that.
Mmm.
Didn't she? You told me that you want to climb stuff, that you're looking to, like, to start climbing, right?
She goes to a climbing gym, and she's always flaunting it in my face, like, oh, I'm going to go climb.
I'm going to go climb stuff.
Look, and she's like, Michael, you can't come unless you wear a harness. And if you learn how to use a rope, and if you wear pants.
That doesn't sound very dangerous. No. Does she know who she's dating?
I tried to explain. Yeah, like, listen here, woman. I don't need to listen to these terrestrial rules written by humans.
Fuck that. We get dangerous here. I'm not climbing walls in a confined area, bro. I'm going to go climb nature.
If there's not a risk of dying...
I'm not doing it.
Ew.
Who wants to live? I'm just kidding. I mean, I don't want to die. But is there...
Living is for gays.
Oh my god, easy, dude.
Sorry, gays.
One of our biggest fans is gay.
Oh. Well, I didn't mean it hateful. Look, I'm gay too.
You've kissed a few men.
I kissed you.
Yeah, you've kissed me. I'm not going. Does she go to the one downtown?
I don't know where it is. Mesa is what it's called.
So. I don't fucking know. I'm not trying to go climb in a confined room, bro. I'm gonna go climb mountains. I'm climbing redwoods, bro.
Patagonia climbing.
Yeah, are they wearing Patagonia? Are they gonna wear Patagonia jackets inside while they climb these walls, bro?
That's what children do.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm climbing with my dong out. I'm gonna go climb a pine tree. I'm gonna go climb fucking mountains, bro.
A vertical cliff.
I'm getting tree sap on this dick. Because I'm gonna climb nature.
In your little foreskin, you might get some sap stuck in there.
Yeah, I gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Might rip that foreskin right off.
And then welcome to the club.
And then I'm gonna be a part of the circumcised club, dude.
Great callback. where are we at?
We went from fucking Smash Bros to getting tree sap on my dick. Or tree sap.
All right. Do we have more questions?
I remember our boy Eric Vance. Shout out to Eric Vance. Wanted us to get to shout out the Trump's wall.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You see that? That they're he's like now it's starting to back out on having the Mexicans pay for it. Like he's like no. You guys heard me wrong.
We're gonna
pay for it. You know, like
pretty sure he said that.
Ran his whole campaign on that shit. And, like, I'm not trying to get political here, but I'm just trying to. I'm fact checking this because I was like, "Good luck getting the Mexicans pay for it," because there's a lot of lawns that gotta get cut. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of tacos that gotta be sold to build that wall, or to get those motherfuckers to pay for it. You know.
Also, dick move, you know?
Dick like, move.
All of the bad guys.
If anything, they should have made, you know, the Asians pay for it.
They're way better
builders. Yeah, walls. Obviously. The Chinese, they're the master builders of walls. I mean, I don't know if you guys know your guys' geography. I don't know how smart our audiences are.
But the biggest wall ever.
The Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
Read a book, okay?
Open your goddamn eyes.
They built a mean railroad, too. I don't know if you knew that, but all the railroads.
Give a hell of a Manny-Petty combo. Yeah, that's the Koreans.
Get your fucking Asians straight.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Delicious food, though.
Yeah, pretty good. So,
look.
But then he fucked them with the tariffs.
Goddamn, Trumpy.
Dude.
Prez dog.
Come on, P-Dog. Jesus. So, that's all I got on the Mexican wall.
I do have one.
There is a wall there, though.
It's like a fence.
Yeah, but I don't think the people realize how good, my people, the Mexican people, are good at building, tunnels.
Well, the whole idea is to keep out, like, the drug dealers and the rapists, right?
Yeah.
You know that they're gonna get in on airplanes, so a wall won't even fucking matter, like, on private landing strips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they haven't really thought this through.
It was a stupid idea to begin with.
I mean, you know, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, let's move on.
Thank you, Eric Vance.
Shout out to Eric.
We had a debate by our boy.
Oh, should we danger zone it then?
Danger zone.
And then okay,
cue the danger zone music.
All right. Okay.
So we had one here from our boy Rad Dad Thad, right?
Yeah, Rad Dad Thad on Instagram gave me some shit last night. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. So his topic was, would you rather fuck a female corpse or your grandpa?
And I'm not switching sides on this one. I'm going to stick.
You seemed pretty passionate about fucking your grandpa.
Yeah, it's a power move. I was thinking about it more. It's a
dumb. Are you trying to like sleep your way to the top of your patriarch family and shit?
I'm going
to
take the mantle away from the old man.
From the old man?
Yeah.
I'm going with the female corpse. Like, if she's hot, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm just and it also doesn't specify how long she's been dead. So she might still be warm.
Maybe.
You know?
Damn. Well, wouldn't her family still be around mourning her over her corpse
then? I am almost a little enticed about getting caught.
Ooh, you like the danger.
I like the danger. You know, I'm taking that highway to the danger zone into that dead vagina.
Into the dead vagina zone.
Yeah, it's into highway to the dead vagina zone.
Dead out and now.
Yeah.
All right, well, it still wouldn't be as good as your grandpa, who would love you back no matter what, unconditionally. You're his legacy. He's going to let you fuck him. You're going to pull off his rainbow suspenders, take his little chain link glasses down, and they're going to hang in front of his neck. You're going to give him a kiss on his tummy.
Give him little, blow little raspberries.
A little raspberry. And you're going to take down his Depends and rail that old man.
Oh, my God. I've technically, he'd still be alive though, right?
Yeah, he's gonna look back at you and be like, "I understand why you're doing this, Uriel."
Whoa! No, don't use my name, you bitch. This is you.
This is me. All right. Well, my example—I don't know if he speaks Spanish, but he'd be like, "Gordon, is that you?" And I'd slap him and be like, "Get your Alzheimer's out of here."
No, it's me, it's Michael.
My son? I'd be like, "No, his son." Because I have the same name as my dad.
Oh my God. I felt disgusting talking about that one.
Maybe I'll call my dad and get him in on this.
Whoa!
Okay, you're right. He wouldn't like that.
How did this turn to an incestual three-way real fast?
Intergenerational.
Oh my God. Oh shit.
I think we talked about this on the podcast before, but have you ever seen your dad's dick?
I'm trying to remember. I'm gonna suppress that pretty deep.
No, I feel like my dad showed me and my brother at a young age purpose? On purpose. Yeah, well played. Power move. Because all I see when I look at my dad is a giant dick.
Was he like fresh coming out of the shower and then he like opens it and you guys were just staring at it and he's like, Michael and David. One day, behold, this will all be yours.
No, nothing like that.
No?
I remember. David was going to the bathroom, and I was just a little kid, and I went next to him and just started peeing too, and just really young, like 3 or 4, like a toddler age, and then just above my head because I was, you know, a toddler.
Did he hike his leg up on the fucking toilet?
No, there was a light bulb behind him, and then just this outline of a dick eclipsing it and blocking out the light. And I was like, "What is that?" Just this monster python. Just,
yo,
yeah, like I remember the splashback on my face.
Was he packing heat?
Yeah,
I mean,
every dick looked bigger than mine as a 3-year-old. Yeah, as a
3-year-old.
I'm gonna have to see that pecker again.
Like, hold on, old man, I need a refresher.
Dad,
what's all that about?
Dad, let's see it.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of relationship with my dad. I'm not asking to see his dong.
Yeah, well, my dad's awesome.
My dad's cooler than your dad.
Oh, you think this is a good time for an ad break?
Yeah, let's do an ad break right here. Cue in the ad.
Kia. I don't know what that sound was. I'm going to leave all this in, too.
Okay.
All right, thank you to Anchor, and thank you.
Thanks, Anchor. You fuckers. Stingy.
We do have a second sponsor. Let us use their ad.
Let us use it.
Give it to us.
So I can get paid. So Jenna's been sick the last few days. Just felt like dog shit. She had like a really bad cold, right?
Jackie was sick last week.
Was she?
She's still recovering slightly from it this week, I believe.
Oh. Hope she feels better. Yeah. But no, for some reason, I asked her. I was like, I didn't ask her that. Oh my gosh, why am I so gassy? But I asked her, I was like, would you, because she had plugged her toilet. I'm sorry to call you out, Jenna, but
somebody else plugged her toilet for her. You mean? I gotcha.
Yeah. But
somebody broke into her apartment and clogged her toilet.
Yeah. But it was I guess she'd been just dumping a bunch of toilet paper because she was, you know, all that sniffling and shit. She was blowing her nose and she like fucking like clogged it with like two rolls of toilet paper and shit. So then I don't know, I asked her, I was like, would you, for $1 billion as is right now, would you clean your toilet with your tongue for $1 billion, right? And she's like, no, because I might get this nasty virus and I might feel like as bad as I do right now. I'm like, And I was like,
"That's an easy bill.
That's an easy. There. That's an easy bill. I'm licking that toilet clean, dude.
Yeah, I'm licking every inch of it.
T to B, top to bottom.
Top to bottom. I thought it was all right. I don't know what I thought T and B meant there.
Taint to butt.
Yeah, I went straight. Butt was the B for sure.
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm licking that motherfucker clean, dude. For $1 billion?
I'll lick your butt clean for $1 billion.
Whoa!
Way less than $1 billion, actually.
Mine personally, or like?
Yeah.
You know, Janus.
Oh, no.
Okay. Cool.
No. No indecent proposal scenarios going on here.
Okay.
Just to each other. You're just fair game.
I'm fair game.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'm doing it for $1 billion. She's like, what if your friends make fun of you? I was like, you know what?
Oh, I love this part, yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get new friends when I become rich with my $1 billion that I made. What I'm going to do is I'm going to still go hang out with my friends, right? And then when they start making fun of me, I'm going to take a fat shit in the center of that room and I'm going to wipe my butt with the wads of cash that I have in my pockets because I don't care. I'm just walking around with wads of cash in my pocket. And they're going to be just covered in poop. And then I'm going to wipe like 40 times. So there's going to be like $4,000 just sitting there covered in shit. And I'm going to leave it there because I can afford it. And then I'm going to leave. So if they want to cash that $4,000, they're going to have to wipe my poop up off those $100 bills.
Let me call back to the beginning of that scenario. Did you just also say you're going to take a dump in the middle of that room?
Yep.
Just on the coffee table?
On the coffee table.
Why don't you
I hope it's glass.
Yeah, in the turd, why don't you like sprinkle it with gold coins or something? Like,
yeah, I'm going to have those golden dollar fucking, those golden dollars.
The Sacagawea
golden.
Like 9/11 times?
Fuck yeah. And I'm going to sprinkle them all over that fatty, fibrous turd that I'm going to take.
Hopefully it's a fatty fibrous one, not one where you just like drank a Coke and like ate a bunch of Skittles. This is me driving in the morning at work, actually.
This is going to be healthy.
All right, yeah.
Because I'm rich, so I'm eating like quinoa, gluten-free shit.
That sounds organic.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be able to use that poop as well to fertilize your plants because that's how healthy that turd is.
Well, I feel like I should be paying you at that point.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I'll take those Sacagaweas, though.
You can easily clean those off. Just take them out and hose them off, dude. Are you going to lick that toilet clean?
Fuck yeah, I'm going to lick the toilet clean for $1 billion.
Fuck yeah. High five. I mean, I gotta see that money first. I'm not gonna.
Right? Yeah.
Fool me once. How does it go?
Shame on me.
Fool me twice.
Shame on me again.
go ahead.
Do you have any more on that, or do you want to do our new segue?
So my buddy Jesus called me.
Praise Jesus.
Praise my baby Jesus.
If our mixing board, if we had the stupid USB, we could have done a voice effect there. It's a praise Jesus, like some angelic shit. I can't wait to play with this thing.
But my boy baby Jesus called me, and so apparently there was a clerical error at his work, right? Where they were given an extra $2,000, mm-hmm. right, on their check. Like, if that's, like, the way I was raised, I'm not saying a fucking word about this clerical error. If anything, I'm cashing out that money and spending it.
And don't feel bad. Don't be like, that's dishonest, because money is dishonest, and it's a way to keep people working and quiet. Yeah. So just take that fucking money.
Yeah, man. Fuck that. Like, do you not deserve that extra? Are you that fucking...
You absolutely do. Fuck that. Because it doesn't have any real value.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I'm not telling a soul. So some dude actually said something. Be like, hey, I got an extra $2,000 on my check. I'm going to go tell HR. So they end up having to give the fucking money back.
Because then they're going to check everybody. You can't check everybody. No, it was happy over there.
Yeah, fuck them, dude. Fuck that. That guy's going to be public enemy number one in that fucker.
Like, they're going to throw pudding cups at him.
Yeah, fuck yeah. They're going to throw rocks at this. They're going to beat him with pillowcase full of soaps. And God. Not the soft soaps. Not the hand soaps.
We're talking the bars of soap. Bars of soap. Like Fight Club size.
Yeah. Did we ever figure out what that was called when you do that?
No, we forgot to look it up.
Damn it. But yeah, no, fuck that
I
guy.
I know that some guys would hold the blanket over their arms.
And then have sex with them.
That too, because, you know.
Oh yeah, afterwards. Well, after the beating.
When you're in prison, dogs gotta eat.
Yeah, sometimes
ain't
you
gay,
gotta.
It ain't straight. Dogs gotta eat.
You gotta throw the fucking food on the floor and let the big dogs eat. I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
So, but yeah, somebody, they'll hold down the blanket so the guy can just wiggle and move, and then they'll just start beating the fuck out of him.
Yeah, and then they get him tired and helpless, and then you just
gently slip in.
I don't think it's gonna be gentle, if I'm being honest.
He'll be
here.
Defenseless. His legs are gonna open right up.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna bloom like a flower for you.
Ooh, like a tulip, bro. Like a lily. Like a night gazer lily.
A night gazer lily?
Yeah. Look it up. That's a real flower. That's my favorite flower.
All right. Yeah. If I had to, can I pick a favorite?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I like, I don't know a lot of flowers, to be honest. I'm not very horticulturally knowledgeable.
I think you just made that word up.
I might have.
I mean, horticulture is a word, but I don't know if horticulturally.
I just adverbed it up.
Yeah. Whatever, bro.
I like lily pads.
Like
the frogs sit on?
The frogs. I don't think those are flowers, are they?
They're plants.
Really? They're plants.
Yeah, let me have that.
I'll let you have it.
Thank you.
Okay. So fuck that guy for fucking telling HR.
Yeah.
Fucking snitch. Dry snitching out here, dude.
You get a reverse shout out, bitch.
Negative shout out to that guy.
Pussy.
And Jesus is the last motherfucker I want to piss off. I mean, not.
Oh, yeah, Jesus
not,
is yoked.
Jesus
huh?
is yoked. I'm not talking about, you know, our Lord and Savior. You know,
he's pretty shredded, though.
That guy's shred, too.
God bless.
You know, some more people need to open their hearts to the word of the Lord.
Sorry for laughing at that. They absolutely do.
But, yeah, no, Jesus is yoked, dude. And, you know, he's got one of them heavy hitter hands, dude.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's a little guy, dude, but that guy has hammers for fists.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could you teach me the secrets?
I mean, maybe. I'll put in the good word.
I want to hear his word.
The word of the Lord.
he throws me out of... If he teaches me how to throw a wicked, heavy-handed, devastating hook, then yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks, Jesus, for the story.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What's that?
It's kind of off topic, but if you went to prison, what prison gang would you join?
It's easy. The blacks.
What's the one? I think that's like the popular kids in school. Everybody wants to be in the black gang.
Well, I don't. It's hard for me.
They don't really have a clique like we had a group in our area. It kind of was diverse.
Yeah. I think the ones that were a little segregated were the Indians.
Yeah, well, they all lived in McDermott. Dude, nobody's going out to McDermott to hang out.
No. Yeah. But actually, you know, I don't know. I'm Mexican, but I'm very light skinned. I've been confused for a white person many a times. I've been told I have a complexion for the protection. Is what I was told.
Easily passes an Italian.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's why if shit ever hits the fan around here. Me no habla. You know what I mean?
You're going to have to work on your accent, man. That was the least Mexican-sounding me no habla I've ever heard. That sounded straight up like a white guy.
That's exactly my point.
Oh, right.
I just fucking mind-fucked you so good.
You came at a different angle than I was ready for. Nice.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I guess who's staying on this side of the wall, my friend?
Well, good, because I plan on doing more episodes of this show with you, so.
I can't be calling into the podcast from Tijuana.
Yeah, you sound like our friend's Dan, like from the phone. Yeah, plus long distance.
No, those relationships never work.
No. I like looking at you. So.
All right. What do you want? You want to do crazy stories?
Let's do the new segment.
All right. So we're gonna try a new segment here. It's called. Rate my wife's tits. So, let explain it to him, Mike.
So, I found this great subreddit called r/wifeboobs. So, we're going to rate some wife boobs. And we're also going to show some in-depth kind of like take a look at their life kind of situation thing here. Where, yeah, we're going to judge them fairly. But also, you know, objectively. So, if you got... got bad wife boobs, we're gonna let you know. So this very first one is called Getting Ready for Work.
They look tired.
They've been married at least 12 years.
Yeah, those tits look like they've gone through like 2 divorces, bro.
Ooh, this is third marriage tits.
Those are third marriage tits.
I can tell from her body language, her shoulders are facing away, but the head is turning. She's like, oh, you.
Yeah, like she's a little timid. Like she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're taking a picture of my breasts.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, right? Like she's
even
like,
her arms are in that position.
Yeah, they're
right?
In that position.
Yeah.
They're not bad, though.
Yeah, those are pretty cute.
I'd give them maybe like a 6.
I'm giving them a 5.
Oh, man, you're harsh. Okay.
They're going to get harsher. Okay, here comes the random.
Right here.
Rate, question mark?
Rate?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
We're looking at some trailer trash here. That's what. Because if you're taking
look
a
at
downward
that.
Angle.
She's got that laminate flooring.
I know some photography tricks, right?
Yeah.
You're doing this in the bathroom to not get caught, but also check
your
angle. Background.
Yeah. Look at that. You got the fucking toilet right there with the seat up, you fucking animal.
You're a savage.
Jesus Christ. Is that a dookie in there?
Plus, if your belly is
there's like 6 pubes on that seat.
Yeah, they're at least the length of mine.
Yeah.
Too. Those are some 5-6 inch
Jesus
pubes right
Christ.
There.
Like, that one looks all cockeyed and shit?
Yeah, her titties, her face is so ugly, her tits are trying to run away from it.
Oh my gosh.
And her belly's hanging out in the same way.
She got them stretch marks, like, it's like armpit stretch mark / top boob stretch mark. Those are...
She needs to check her diet.
I mean, I don't know about... I mean, yeah, but I think she's just, she looks like she's had, like, 3 kids.
I'm not seeing any belly stretch marks though, really. So
I mean, but it's that angle. It's that top angle.
She's hiding it.
You know, she's got her tongue out like she's about to get shot in the face with some love juice.
Is that a can of beer on the side of the tub?
Oh my God, it is! Good fucking call. Nice fucking catch right there.
She just got an extra point.
You know what? She got a fucking shower beer with her tits out.
She just went from a 3 to a 4.
Yeah, she's getting a 4. That's it.
Okay, this one is wife's boobs at, what is that, a beach?
Yeah, wife's boob at beach with sun.
Oh,
well, she has a shirt on.
Yeah, you
negative 2.
T-shirt and swimming, that's...
Negative 2.
Yeah, you're disqualified.
If you're at the beach with she's got a white shirt with no bra on. If you're at the beach with a white shirt and no bra on and it's wet, like, just take your shirt off. There's no point of this white shirt. She's getting negative points.
You clearly don't give a shit anyways. Yeah, you're getting negative points for me as well. I'm with you on this. Yeah. Bath time breasts?
Let me do one right here. All right. Boom.
Showed my hubby what I can do.
Ah, man.
Okay, so she picked up her own
titty. Yeah, she's like picking up her own titty. And I think she's licking it. Yep, she's licking it. That's her mouth. She's licking
her own titty.
I mean, look at those mammaries.
Those look like they start at her traps.
She's got trap tits?
You know, like when fatter boys would like do shirtless selfies? And they like push her traps forward, look tough.
Yeah, yeah. So she's doing that with her tits. She's got double T's, dude. Some trap tits. Some
double T's.
Some TT's, dude.
I love that.
I mean, they're huge.
They're pretty big.
She seems she's a little voluptuous.
And by that I mean she's clean hair.
She's got clean hair. It's very nice reddish brown hair.
Yeah, Auburn.
Oh yeah, yeah. Auburn too. She's got her nips pierced. She's got big areolas. Small nips. I mean, overall.
What kind of lifestyle do you think this woman leads? What's in the background?
Why are all these in the shower? Like, why aren't they in the bathroom? Like, did she just like, I'm gonna take this fat old fucking shit, but when I shit, I take off all my clothes.
Like a man, like a granddad would.
Yeah, like a granddad would. And he's like, you know what? My booty hole's clean. My clothes is off. I'm gonna take a picture of my tits.
She's just catching herself in the mirror, and she's like, huh. That ain't bad.
She's like, oh, my tits are looking good.
I'm feeling.
I'm gonna put them on Reddit.
This one's for my husband.
I'm gonna give her a 4.
All right, I'm giving her a 2.5.
Harsh critic.
You're the.
Oh!
Oh my goodness.
Oh, look at those areolas.
Oh my god, those things look like they have their own zip code.
Holy, look at them. She's like picking them up. Those tits are so big. Just
dinner plates. That's the whole dinner party right there.
Those are they look like little tea plates on her nips.
Mm. Dude, you could fit a steak on those plates, man. Those are some big, but those are.
They're huge tits.
Good color.
You can tell like they've held up pretty good because I don't see any stretch marks.
Hmm.
Which is weird because when you have huge tits like that, they come with stretch marks.
Just from a growth spurt, like
yeah.
Oh, crazy!
Just because I mean, fuck. I mean, either she's got to she's got to have a good bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
So. You know who's got areolas just like that?
Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas and my buddy JJ.
Shout out to JJ.
I wish he had an Instagram because I'd tag him in it. But yeah, he's got huge nips like that too. We get drunk and be like, dude, show us your nips. And he's like, boom.
And he's cool about it? JJ.
Yeah, when he's drunk, he'll own it. But when he's sober, he'll just be like, he's very timid.
My hot wife's perky 41-year-old tits.
And like them?
Those aren't perky at all.
Those aren't perky at all. They look like two flapjacks fucking hammered onto a 2x4, bro.
Those things look.
They look tired. Like they just worked a 12-hour shift at Denny's, dude. Yes!
Those are some Denny tits.
Those are Denny tits, dude.
Those things look like they're just like they attempted suicide, but just for the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so they're in the recovery are low home, self, but they're like smoking.
Those are low self-esteem breasts.
Yeah.
You know.
Great tan line.
Yeah, you can tell she's got nice. She's getting a 2. She's getting a 2.
One for each titty.
One for each titty. I wish I had more hands so I can give those titties 4 thumbs down.
Oh, we talked about the tablecloth one, yeah.
These, I mean, huge tits, but they just seem like they've seen better days.
Oh, these are the ones that you said look like 2 sad seals laying on
top. Yeah, they look like two old seals, just like sad.
They're just absorbing some sun.
They're just absorbing the sun. Like I think they're one of their baby seals was just eaten by an orca. You know, so they're just sitting there. Yo, those aren't bad.
Wife fresh out of the shower. Yeah, those aren't bad at all.
They're not bad.
But also the upward angle makes them appear to be.
See? You can tell these chicks live in a trailer park. You know what I mean?
Let me take a look.
Because like the chicks with who know their camera angles. know how to do it.
This one has multiple lighting sources too. Like there's a freaking like straight up lamp over here and then like a ceiling light.
Yeah, this one's bigger than the other though.
Hmm. That's I think one, that one, because that one's the one that keeps the secrets.
You know that though, right? That, like one titty's bigger than the other always.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like how like on Us Men, like one nut sags farther than the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it for you?
My left one sits a little higher.
I think my right one droops a little bit more down too.
Let me see.
Well, I'm wearing compression pants. So. I don't want to deal with that nightmare.
So that was rate my wife's tits.
If you've got a wife and you want us to rate her tits,
send us a picture to our
Instagram.
Yeah, on the Instagram.
Yeah.
I won't report you.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll keep it anonymous. And you know, if we know them breasts personally, we'll probably give them bonus points.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. All right, so let's do some crazy news.
Yes, let's get into the news, and here's the music for the news. And it just played.
So quick update to the story that we did last week where this lady in Phoenix who's been in a coma for 14 years had actually given birth to a healthy child.
'Twas mine.
So no, update. I've never even been there. An update to that, thanks to my boy Bobzilla in Phoenix. Hope it wasn't you, player. But he gave us an update, and apparently they are DNA testing all the men in that facility. So it's kind of what you said. I think you called that.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
It's elementary detective work.
Elementary, my dear Watson. But, and then the CEO resigned. You see that? It's probably his.
Yeah,
that kid's like, you know what?
Get some money.
I'm not going to get DNA tested. Your boy's out. Good luck.
It sucks to suck, nerd. Until he leaves.
He's out, dude.
Fuck that guy. But, well, you know, he probably just resigned because of the negligence going on while he was in charge.
Yeah, that guy's fucked. He was going to get fired anyways.
Oh, yeah.
But there's an update on that. I hope they catch these fucking savages, dude.
I do, too. That's...
It's sad.
It's deplorable.
Yeah.
I have a nice, uplifting, weird story.
We can... You know what? We'll finish with the uplifting story because some of these are rough.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll say this.
Because I'd like to end on a high note.
And this one will give you a high note.
Okay, so this girl... In Philadelphia, she was murdered for refusing anal.
Where's the crime in that?
In that she didn't want anal, and that she was murdered.
I'm pretty sure
the crime is murder.
But she didn't want the anal, so what option did the man have left?
I mean... Mouth.
No, I'm sorry to make a joke out of that one, but it's okay to murder.
It's fucked up. So apparently the story goes is that it started out as consensual, you know?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
No, and she was cute, dude. She was pretty. And this look at this motherfucker. He looks like a dude who would murder somebody.
Yeah, he looks like he was for
refusing anal. Fuck this guy.
He was out kicking his coverage anyways, dude.
Dude, yeah, wait, fuck yeah. She's gorgeous compared to this fucking animal. His name is Joshua Herpertertz. I can't even say this fucking guy's name.
Herpertertz?
I don't know. Herpes?
John, he probably has herpes.
He probably fucking has herpes. Yeah. Ugh. Fuck that guy. I hope that guy gets murdered in prison for refusing anal.
Oh, God, that would be
That's
going
to happen.
Yeah.
The irony.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you're going to give me that booty.
And then Josh Hertz would be like, I'm not. No, I'm not.
No.
You can't have you can't.
And then
Jared from Subway's taking him to Pound Town. Yeah. Jared put that weight back on.
No, Jared, he's too old for Jared.
Oh, nice. Yeah, fuck you too, Jared.
Fuck Jared from Subway, you fucking pedophile fuck. Dick. Your fucking sandwiches weren't even good, you piece of shit.
Porta Subs, what's up?
Yeah.
Shout out to Porta Subs.
I like Porta Subs.
I do too.
But yeah. fuck this guy. Fuck Joshua Herpervert. I can't even say his fucking name. Fucking scumbag, dude. You hear about that shit all the time. Fuck. It's sad.
Oh, he looked like a murderer anyway, so.
He did look like it. Let's see what else I got here. So I got... There's this video right there.
Oh, my.
That is a three-way of three cheetahs Menage a cheetah, if you will.
There's our episode title, Menage a Cheetah.
Yeah.
Write that shit down. Yeah.
Have you ever seen like a...
We talked about a cat three-way last week.
Oh my god, we did!
Yeah, oh, nice!
Fuck yeah.
This is a constant theme.
Fuck yeah.
We gotta make a...
Three-way for cats.
I'm gonna make an Instagram picture of you and me as cats.
Three-way. I better be the one giving.
We'll see.
So we got one here. Teacher caught sexting students. See, another case. Mm. Another case of these fucking teachers trying to get some of that 14-year-old dick because it's that strong dick. Mm-hmm. But look at her, dude. She's gross.
Yeah, I would have told my mom.
I would have. You know what? Any other teacher, she was pretty, and I was that kid. I'm not saying a word because I ain't no fucking snitch.
You would brag to your friends.
I would.
You'd fall to the same pitfalls that every young man
no,
does.
No, I would not.
You have the mind not. Of an adult right now. When you're a kid, you wouldn't. You'd be like, guys, I have to tell everybody.
No, I'm just telling my boys.
They're going to
tell.
And
none of my boys are snitches. I'll tell you that right now.
Rumors start, man.
Nope. I'm only telling the boys, and there's no snitching in that
They're
going
to tell people they think are their boys that are only your boys through them.
Nope, because I'm... Blood oath.
Okay, well...
Semen oath.
Hopefully, you would think to do that as a young man.
Yeah, no, I would have. I was a sandwich as a kid.
I remember.
Yeah. But this teacher was caught sexting this child.
Oh, she looks like she'd be like, hey.
And she looks rough,
dude. I sent you
a
picture of my butt. Send something back.
Her name is Julie Jenkin Brewer. That fucking name even sounds gross.
Brewer.
Look at this hog, dude. Oh yep, God. She's from Texas.
She's got a goiter.
Dude, she's got like six chins, dude.
Yeah.
Like that kid could probably fuck all those chins. Mm. Ah. Like you could squish those chins together.
She's got some sort of weird look about her eyes. Like, don't you fucking judge me is what her eyes say.
Good
like,
call I'm gonna on do that. What That's I exactly want. That's exactly what I'm getting. That's the vibe I'm getting.
It's kind of... Oh, God. I feel like I can't look at her. She's looking right through me. She can see into my soul.
She has a husband of 17 years and two kids. Can you imagine, dude, how you would feel
as
that fucking as that husband? Like, with any of these teachers who are fucking these kids, how does a husband feel? Like...
Well,
emasculated, first of all, because you just got replaced by this fucking 14-year-old kid who's probably fucking her 7 to 8 times, because I remember jerking off 7 to 8 times at the age of 14. You know what I mean? I had to get my body weight and jizz out in 24 hours.
Or you would die.
Or I was going to explode. But, like, can you imagine how, as a husband, you've, like, this bitch is father to your children and, like, she's out here fucking a child herself? That's probably her fucking kid's age, you know?
Does it say how old the kids were? Because then... Oh, my
Let's
God.
Let's see. No. That's it doesn't. I think they protect. The I think they protect the kids after before a certain age.
That's for the best.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So, stop fucking these kids, teachers.
All right, well, we're running short of time, so I want to do...
I want to quickly
do mine. Yeah,
all right, let's do it.
Okay, all right. And then on a high note, there was a German chocolate factory spill that makes for a sweet treat. It went all the way down the road, and then it got hard, so it looked like the road, but it was chocolate. Yeah, and there all the, you know...
The Hershey Highway. I'm not
just
talking...
It's firemen, like, about with shovels deal. Breaking...
Big the chunks of chocolate. Are you going to eat that chocolate?
I'd probably take a bite. Not at the bottom where the gravel's on it, but there's a nice couple inches of buffer layer.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm totally eating that chocolate. Yeah. I'm taking some home. So I could put it on the old lady. I'm going to eat it off her. Sexual chocolate. What?
Well, there's your high note for the...
Yep.
I think that's it
for... That's it for till we'll put this out, hopefully tomorrow morning.
And then, or tonight. Tonight. Well, you might get a double hitter tomorrow.
Yeah. Go get yourself that heater, that double hitter.
But thank you guys all for listening to us. If you want to ask us a question, give us a debate topic, anything like that.
Yeah, anything like that. Give us some, on all the social media. We got at Let's Get Dangerous Pod at Instagram.
Dangerous Let's at Twitter. And Let's Get Dangerous Pod at Gmail if you want to just send us an email.
Yep. Thanks for the support that we've gotten. We really appreciate it. Tell your friends. Please share us.
And keep your eye out for that new logo.
Yeah, coming out with a new logo next week. Stay beautiful, you fucking savages.
And stay sweet. Mwah.